Rookie Fever, the show that looks closely at NFL rookie values all year long.
Let's go! Let's get the show going, man!
Hurry up, hurry up!
With Shane Swagger.
We don't need to hide our chub anymore.
Hey, something funny!
We're just having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
And Michael Finero.
It's never in a vacuum! Nothing is in a vacuum!
One left,
don't
you?
A whole lot,
don't you?
I thought so.
I'm warming up. We're warming up.
The Rookie Fever Podcast, part of the DF Network, and powered by DynastyFootballFactory.com.
Come on, pay attention, here they come.
Pay attention.
Hey, now we're awake. Now we're awake. Now we're awake. Now we roll. Hey, now we roll.
All right, welcome back. Rookie Fever episode 47. Have our returning star guest, Mr. Two Drink Minimum, here today.
What's up, fellas?
How's it going, man?
I feel special. I got a star next to my name now.
Star guest. You are the star, returning star guest. Try to not mess that up for us.
Yeah, sure. So started off pretty well so far.
Strong. So, what we're going to do today, a little bonus episode, we're going to do sort of like a rookie mock draft, but we were talking about that and it sounded kind of boring. So we wanted to do a little twist on this and throw some money on the line. And we're going to do a best ball draft where we can only draft rookies a really quick on a lunch date, Rookie Fever lunch date, taking these guys as lunch money. And so we all threw in big time bucks on this. We got 100 spot on it. And gonna see what happens. So obviously here we're just doing rookies and it's a one quarterback, so the edge goes to the quarterbacks. Kind of does. So I drew the first pick, I guess.
Shocker.
Shocker. I got that. And then Finero took the second pick, and then because
like
we're such nice guys, we gave our star guest, he's a star guest, so he will be fine at the three spot.
I like the caboose. It's cool.
Yeah. So act like you've been here, you know? So I'm just going to get this out of the way, and I'm going to take Kyler Murray.
Oh, wow. Didn't see that coming.
I went back and forth, though, on Haskins or Murray, though, as crazy as that might sound. I think they're both going to start week one. So
that's fair. I hope you're right.
But I'm taking Kyler Murray. Obviously get a little bit of edge having a starting quarterback every week in a league like what we're doing here.
Right. And for that reason, there's only one that legitimately will play or has a very good chance to play week one, and that's Dwayne Haskins, who I'm taking in the two spot.
I wanted so bad for Finero to get the three spot here. Because I wanted there to be a reason to make Finero root for Daniel Jones. And I was really hoping that he would get the third pick, I be completely honest. But now I'm wondering if that's going to be a true drink or not.
I wonder, too.
Man, like, you guys are jerks. So when I initially saw I was in the third spot, I was like, yeah, that's exactly how these first two are going to go.
Yeah.
And you guys know I don't like Daniel Jones. And it makes total sense. Like, you might as well do it because we at least all anticipate him playing some games this year.
Right.
What do you miss out on if you do it?
Right? And how long does that happen? What if Eli doesn't come in? You know, what if Eli's playing until week 8 or something like that? Then I still miss all that other stuff. And then in a weird draft like this where I don't know if position scarcity at other spots really matter, I'm just going to throw something out there.
Wow.
And see what y'all want to do with that. It's still a rookie.
So he had a back to back pick. Just double up and took that here.
I took Hawk just for you first, Swags. That's just for you. It's the only reason why I took
him
first.
I like where your head's at. I
followed it right up with Fant. Now it's hard for a rookie tight end in general, but in this format, I think there's a huge cliff after these first two guys. So if I'm not going to get it at quarterback, I got to find a way to get an edge over both of you every single week. And I think this does it. Now, there's lots of nice running backs and wide receivers that you guys will have nice, maybe even teams, you know what I mean, throughout. But you guys are going to have some holes too. So that's the only way I felt like I could take a little dig at you guys this early on after putting me in the hole.
I like it. I like the strategy.
No, man, I like it a lot because, I mean, I was even kind of thinking that way. Like, where do you get the edge in this draft? And I mean, one of those guys would not have made it past my next picks, and it probably would have been Fant just to kind of troll Chew Drink on that, because that's his guy. And he's made so many solid arguments for Fant over the last few weeks that I'm starting to really like him in 2019 a lot. But yeah, I think that was a great way for you to get an edge.
I think people especially will listen to this and be like, what is going on right now? But I'm hoping by the end it kind of makes sense. Because, you know what I mean? It's not a mock draft.
And that's just it. And the edge he's getting, in case anybody's missing that, is he probably has the two best rookie tight ends in scoring for 2019 now. And he has them weekly. So one of them's probably going to go into his tight end spot. The other one might be in his flex spot still with how shallow this draft is going to be. So, yeah, that's not a bad pick at all. I don't mind that strategy. I totally get what you tried to do there.
And Chew Drink, the reason I love that strategy is N'Keal Harry falls to me at 5.
Wow.
Interesting.
I will take it.
We're just going to troll all the other two with every single pick. I love it.
I mean, it's
what I hate about this is both of like two running backs come back to swag, so
that's what I was gonna say.
I'm well aware, but there's three, and I'm just gonna take
but explain your explain your thought process there, Fornaro.
Well, I think he's absolutely in this class the wide receiver one. I know that you've I listened to Breakdown and Super Flexible quite a lot, and I know you're a big hairy guy, so I thought that he was going to come off your board. I know you're also a running back. I know you're also a running back guy. In this format, you have to start three wide receivers and two running backs, so I wanted to grab the best one of the bunch. Oh, we're supposed to react to that.
Oops. So, and I totally get what you're saying, you know, but I think like, and man, you know, I love some Harry. Chew Drink knows I love some Harry, but like my argument would be like, I think there's still so many more wide receivers.
Sure.
And kind of like you said right away, no surprise. So would Harry have made it back to you and you could have got Jacobs or Montgomery, kind of like one of those situations where like, know your room a little bit. And it sounds like you knew I would go Jacobs and Montgomery, so you could have got one of those guys and then still got Harry most likely. Unless I was like, just, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I was super happy just to get Sanders here in this spot. I knew I was gonna get one of those three. I
thought that's what
I
going,
feel like man. I feel like I kinda you double dipped and mm-hmm. I hear what you're saying with the wide receivers. But I just wanted a lock at wide receiver and I just think Harry's a lock. So, like, and for me, I'm going to get Sanders and Harry. I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Is Sanders your rookie number two running back there?
Like, he is.
You go Jacob, Sanders, Montgomery?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Chew Drink, how do you have those guys?
You know, I have Montgomery second, and I'll be honest. Jacob's one, Montgomery two, and Sanders three. And I feel like, to me, just the farther I get away from it, Montgomery's creating a little bit more space between himself and three. Just from what we saw Jordan Howard do, you know what I mean, in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I'm not buying Mike Davis at all, to be honest. I think it's a veteran backup move, help the rook out kind of deal. So I think Montgomery is in line for more touches sooner than Sanders. And if Sanders catches him by the end, it's on a per-game basis, not for the season. But I can get it. I mean, Sanders is most talented back in Philly. I 100% agree with that. I think there's more trash to get through.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I can't fault anybody for Sanders. You know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, get your guy. We're super early.
Well, I'm looking at Swags' team, and it's partly a result to me picking Harry, but you're right. I mean, the drop-off, certainly after Sanders, and one could say if Montgomery's your second, and Sanders is in a muddy backfield and maybe doesn't really start to produce as a lead back for weeks, you know, then Swags is just getting wins on us, you know, with the two top backs.
Well, it's not over yet.
And it is basketball.
And it's running back, so some of those guys are going to miss a few games here or there. Just
one goes down, and I mean, all of that changes. You know, if I'm without Jacobs or David Montgomery at any time, I mean, Chew Drink made the suggestion before we did this, like, cue some rookies up, and I think I queued 60 rookies up. We're only drafting something like
18 apiece,
40 something, 44, 48 altogether here. So I mean, we're not.
I found 72. So I'm expecting at least a hand, you know, 5-10 of those guys still being there for sure.
All right, Miles Sanders.
Nobody is shocked.
Now this is what I'm looking for: these back-to-back picks here.
Yeah. See what two drinks
and knowing what's not coming back for sure. And although, I'm just going to get the easy one out of the way. I need a wide receiver. Don't have one yet. Let me take DK Metcalf. Perfect guy in best ball, I think, because he's only going to catch 3 or 4 balls a game, but one of them is going to be a 40-yard touchdown from Russ. You know what I mean? Every other game, every third game, something like that. So that's big enough points on limited opportunity that I need there. And this, man, I don't want to do that, but he ain't coming. This sucks so bad. Already, like, looking at where I want to go with some of these pieces and how I want to do it. I'm going to take a guy, maybe a little safe here, but because I think you have to start 3 wide receivers in draft, I'm going to go ahead and take my second wide receiver off the board. I know I don't have a running back yet, but I'm going to take the underneath guy. If you listen to me at all, I'm not a Funchess dude, so give me Paris Campbell, running all that underneath stuff, catching second most balls in Indy this year.
Nice, I like that pick.
That's I'm guessing that was probably somebody Fenero was targeting there.
It was. I thought he would go a little later, actually, but
I did want to do it. I wanted to split it there and kind of even up, especially from where I started, and not go double-double. But, again, running back, you know, just take shots later and see who kind of pans out. It's still, what, hashtag it's only June.
And, like, I want to even say that, like, we're doing this draft, and, like, this is not, like, what we are necessarily advising for, like, ADP in a dynasty or right. a redraft mode. Like, we're throwing some strategies out here for best ball as well.
Yeah, put so some guys together. So we're doing this a little bit different,
you know. We're being competitive as well, so
I challenge you guys to do this again, like, you know, week 3 preseason or something like that, and see what our teams are different.
Yeah, be kind of fun.
That's a great idea.
Plus another easy show for. So you're welcome.
As long as I get first pick. As long as I get first pick.
Right, I'll take third if we can make that happen.
I don't know where to go here.
So you got Haskins, Sanders, and Harry. You are Mr. Even Steven so far. Pretty It'd well be cool rounded. To get a tight end. Why don't you go ahead and do it?
I thought about it, but
that's the other thing. I want to see how late Will you guys Greer. Will now wait on a tight end. Don't you take my Will Greer.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Debo.
Nice.
Debo Samuel.
Man, this is so interesting here. So...
So man. Swags has back-to-back picks.
Yeah, I think you just drafted a really great, like, best ball guy anyway. Like, somebody I target in a normal best ball would be Debo. So I love that pick, you know. It leaves me with so many interesting little pieces here that I kind of like.
We talked about that just last episode. We were trying to drink. What's your, if you want to take, what did we take? We took Harry out of it, right? And we asked, like, who, Harry and Metcalf. Taking Harry and Metcalf out, who's the third most likely to produce in 2019 at wide receiver?
I mean, I have Paris there is how I took him here.
Sure.
If it's in a couple of months and I see some good reports, I don't have any qualm with somebody taking Hollywood just because I mm-hmm. think that wide receiver group is wide open. So that's one I would probably lean towards. You're making me show my cards because in ADP he is way, way down there and thought I was sneaking him in.
Well, another one we mentioned is Debo, you know, so we don't want you to show all your cards here, but another one we mentioned was Debo maybe having a good 2019, like with just really Pettis there. And
if you believe that he can overtake Pettis, which honestly I don't think is that big, a big a deal. I mean, you know, Kittle's the one there, but yeah, I mean, they went and got him for a reason. I wonder if he starts off a little bit slow too. Sure, for sure. And they just kind of eat at each other and it ends up being pretty close. I mean, you remember last year, Pettis came along pretty slow because they were having him learn every single position on the, you know, on the wide receiver side too. And that's what Debo does as well and did at senior bowl practices and stuff like that. So I don't know that I would expect a week 1 through 3 or 4 kind of burst for Debo, but he's definitely a middle or second half guy that if he comes on slow, I might throw some offers out there, you know, in Dynasty to somebody that maybe is freaking out, you know, come week 3 and Debo hasn't done much, you know, go grab him. We shouldn't do that. We know this, right? Like rookie wide receivers don't hit right away, but
right.
we all have a Dynasty owner or two who's like, crap, well, you know what? I got Debo at 2-1 in my rookie draft, so I'll take a 22nd for him because he's not going to pan out. Now Pettis is blown up and Kittle's still there.
Well, and I mean,
I'll go through that all day long.
To your point, like look at Pettis this year, like his value has dipped and he didn't even do anything wrong. Just Debo's there now. Like Pettis had a pretty decent rookie season, a lot of hype around him. He had some
second
games.
Half came on, sure.
And now, I mean, you just that value dips in the offseason so much. Like players like Ian Thomas and Mark Andrews, like you couldn't get a hold of them last year at the end of the season, but nothing really has changed on their teams a ton, but now they're kind of forgotten commodities. So yeah, that kind of stuff happens all the time. Two Drink mentioned coming back and doing this again towards the beginning of the season, a little closer to it. So I'm going to keep a little edge on his smart ass who took those tight ends and try to make it so he doesn't get a quarterback and take Daniel Jones, and I'm going to take Giants starting quarterback by week one.
Wow. Okay.
So now I've got two quarterbacks locked down, so I might even cover a bye week with Kyler Murray. So we'll see what Two Drink does at a quarterback. So I'm going to take Daniel Jones there, and I really think we're going to see Daniel Jones later than early. Like, that was being a little cocky saying week one, but I would not be surprised if by week four... Eli Manning's like, I think it's time for me to just help Daniel Jones from the sideline. Don't be surprised.
So Kyler Murray's bye. I'm looking at your team right here. Kyler Murray's bye week 12, right?
I didn't even look at bye weeks.
Daniel Jones is bye week 11. That is the perfect time for Daniel Jones to come in off a bye week for week 12 and give you like 3 points, which is what he'll do for you that week. But it's better than zero, so good job.
Yeah, that's not too bad at all.
10 zeros and a 3 in the first game. I'm feeling okay so far if my scoring works out.
So I want to so badly snipe Two Drink and take Marquise Brown.
Do it.
But I'm wondering like how he does come into camp still. But I think he has such a nice weekly season. Ah, man, so...
You don't want to do it.
What I'm going to do here...
I'm taking Josh Oliver the next time around. You're going to have no tight ends.
I'm going to take A.J. Brown.
Oh, nice. Mm. I was looking at that. Yeah.
He's coming into camp healthy, at least. Like it or not, he's working with a terrific route runner in Corey Davis. They're getting along well in camp. I think that's good. I'm not necessarily even saying from a mentor aspect, from team acceptance aspects. I really like the A.J. Brown in something like what we're doing here, which, I mean, we don't have a lot of guys to pick from. But I think he's got a decent weekly season, you know? Like, I think that on a weekly thing, like, he might... Well, obviously in this, like, he'll end up in my lineup, but even in a full rostered format, like, he might have some really nice weeks, even if he goes away. And that's what you're looking for in best ball. So I'm going with a guy I think will be on the field a little bit more versus Marquise Brown, who, if I had a bigger team put together, I think I would draft Marquise Brown in best ball over AJ Brown. But I want the guy that I think will be on the field.
That's fair.
So many different places to go.
You're always complaining about places to go.
I'm gonna go.
Will Greer. think...
No. I heard you guys talking about Will Greer too, and how the over under on Cam Newton's games he's gonna play.
I mean, Two Drink's gonna be like Drew Locke and Will Greer.
Yeah. I think Two Drink has been sniped enough. I don't think I need to go there. There's a lot of talented wide receivers left.
I didn't
left.
Snipe him. I talked about it. Don't you give him too much credit.
You're just worried. No, I'm talking about the Daniel Jones pick.
Oh,
poor
yeah.
guy. He literally doesn't have a starting quarterback all year.
That was just going for
He's
a
only
pitch.
Got one, so it's cool.
You wanted to protect your bye week? Is that what you were doing there?
after he looked at it.
I'm gonna actually go Darrell Henderson, upside play.
I like it. I was kind of looking at him last play over AJ Brown.
He wasn't coming back there. Not having a running back, the upside of him was gonna be worth it for
so
me.
You
at
have
this
a
point.
Running back and or a quarterback,
and
at
I
this
almost
point.
Did it last time.
Did you?
Yeah. I almost put it on him last time, thinking maybe knowing the room that you two would let him slide one more time.
Right.
I'm curious what you do here. You almost have no choice but to take Marquise Brown, right?
I mean, you guys make me feel hamstrung, and I don't put it past you guys at all to
I'm only going to be nice about it one time.
Not allow me to get a player or two.
Oh, my God.
So I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I want to take Bo Greer because there's at least a couple games in there that he's going to play.
Yep.
And then now I'm going – apparently I'm going the all injured team or just wishing and praying. But I am going to take when healthy will be the wide receiver one this year for 2019 rookies.
Nice.
Mr. Hollywood.
Yep.
I don't buy Snead being the best option there. I think his biggest competition probably comes from like Andrews and Boykin kind of.
Yeah, I was going to say, even like you both
three
said,
games
like
that are okay for best ball. Yeah.
So Will Greer.
I hate the 5-6 turn. Yeah, that's gross.
I wouldn't have taken Will Greer.
You'd have taken Drew Lock, which is fine. You can take him and Daniel Jones can hang out on your bench playing patty cake together. Those guys aren't seeing the field this year.
I mean, honestly, I'm not even
there are
like,
other
bullshitting.
Quarterbacks
I probably
the board,
have
I'll
to be done with
guys,
quarterback at this point.
Yes.
No, I think you can at least put two more in there. You still don't have your bye week 12 figured out for Kyler. <Week 12.
laughs> But I mean, yeah. Who are you going to take? Yep. Trace McSorley.
I'm not going to tell you who I'm taking. That's
then
not
then you got
part
RG3, Easton Stick. You got Tyrod Taylor.
Yep. All those guys are pulled up towards the top of my list. Jared Stidham. This is the year Tom goes down.
All right.
I put that in the universe. I don't even feel bad about it. Fins up, baby.
Well, you got to start one. Fins up. And you got to start a tight end every week. So I'm going to go with Irv Smith.
Nice. Does he start?
I don't know, man. I was really thinking that Rudolph was going to get moved, and now it feels like they can't move him.
Well, yeah, and there's still talks, I guess, about the contract extension that originally he wanted no part of, and now maybe he's keen to it.
Yeah.
This team, right? So I've been going back and forth on Irv Smith, and this team has been asking for a wide receiver three for a long time. You know, Treadwell and all these, whatever, the AAF guy, Charles Johnson, coming in and back out and back in and all that. I just wonder. I mean, obviously it's not traditional, but what about moving Irv, you know what I mean, and to kind of getting him on the field a little bit more and having both of those tight ends on there, just getting the ball in his hands. He is a mismatch nightmare, I think. So it's interesting. I mean, it would work out great for you if that's true.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, well, I had to take a shot at it. I my strategy coming into this was to just punt tight end because I didn't see – I didn't see the back-to-back tight end thing happening, but I knew there was two, and then after that, it was a little bit of a crapshoot in 2019. So, I was willing to bow out of that and just pick some higher-end guys in those spots. But Irv Smith falling down the sixth now, I kind of feel like I have to do it. You do have to start one every week, and you know these other ones are just a little bit tougher to like. So, and you know, if Rudolph moves, it's a hit. There's no doubt about that, and he still
for
might.
Sure.
So,
all right. Swags is up for the double.
I
about
am,
to make
I
me
am.
Cry, I feel like.
I don't know, man. You might be all right. Well, I don't know what you've got in your mind, though. I mean...
Yeah, nobody ever knows.
No one ever knows. Oh, man.
There's still some nice pieces here.
There are.
So, I don't have a wide receiver. Oh, no, I have AJ Brown. I have one. I have one wide receiver.
Yeah.
I'll get one pick out of the way here and I'll surprise you guys. I think we'll see, or maybe I'll make Two Drink cry.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do
but
it.
But I'm going to take Alexander Madison.
Oh man, you're a jerk.
And I know that might sound crazy. Like we've got some other names here that look kind of appealing to me, but I think that Madison really, and my running backs are doing good, but I think Madison stands a very good chance of outproducing somebody like Daryl Henderson in this backfield with, where we saw Latavius Murray, who none of us love, but we saw Latavius Murray be successful even while Dalvin was on the field. Sure. I think Madison could take that field or that job, and it's no saying how long Dalvin's on the field this year. How many games, you know? Like, he's going to miss a few or be hampered a little bit. So, taking Madison and feel pretty decent about it.
I was going to take Madison there because after Finero went, I thought it was my turn because I don't really read the board. And I was like, I was just going to make it Vikings, you know, back to back. And then when I looked up, it was yours. And I got sad knowing you were about to snipe me.
I tried not to for you. I'll leave you a few gems.
I really doubt it.
No, I'm going to leave you some guys.
You got one more. Where are you going now?
This is a tough one for me. I feel like I really need
Swags a wide receiver. Swags has one wide receiver and no tight end.
No tight end.
He's just going to punt tight end to the end now.
He's
like.
Definitely punting there now.
I'm going to make him weed through some crap, though. I ain't done.
I'm not done yet. Well, all right. So, this is a tough one. I'm going to get a stack here. You mentioned the late bye week with Carolina. So, or not Carolina, but the Cardinals. So, mm-hmm. I'm going to get Andy Isabella. Have my stack with my first pick of Kyler Murray. And
oh, I do like that.
See what took happens my guy throughout the year.
I was waiting for Isabella.
You know, Fernando, I, like I felt I just needed a wide receiver. There's a couple guys I like here. I don't know. I'm curious to know how Two Drink is feeling about Mecole Hardman today. I mean, we're all looking at the same draft board. The only people I'm talking to is the listeners as far. So I'm not really giving too much away here. But I'm curious how he's feeling after the Tyreek news and what he does coming up here. Because I kind of know how Fanero feels from recent talks. But so I'm not feeling that. Even at that ADP, I mean, he's got the highest ADP of almost anybody left here. But I'm just not feeling it.
I'm considering it, but I think I will not go there. And I am going to...
You better get your guy. I don't even like him, but I'm taking
him. Yeah. All right. So, well, I don't know if we're talking about the same guy.
Off the board.
I've come off of him a lot since, which is why I this doesn't feel good, but I'm actually going Devin Singletary.
I was like, oh, shit, he really is going to pick Slayton.
Right?
No.
So you believe he pushes Gore and maybe Shady's not even on the team, so it's just, you know, kinda or him, Gore and Yeldon just kind of all compete and then you might as well give it to the Rook on this team building, or what's your Shady's gotta go, I feel like.
Well, Shady's production last year was horrible. So I feel if Singletary can show up in camp and if they keep McCoy, so there's some ifs. Singletary is a you know a next year guy for me, so it's really tough to draft him in a best ball. But I'm looking at position scarcity at this point, and at some point you're gonna have to pull the trigger on a couple of these running backs. And Singletary is one of those guys that I liked a lot early on, and I thought Buffalo was a sneaky spot, and I thought his ADP would drop because of that, and it has. But at the same point, when you're talking about best ball and you're talking about next year, it's tough to love him in this spot. It's not a pick I love, but I'm actually thinking and looking ahead at what my next moves are going to be, and I feel like I had to pull the trigger on him now.
Yeah, because you knew I was going running back.
More or less.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm to the point where, like, I need to grab one guy at least.
Panero has so the advantage and disadvantage of being right in the middle there.
That's good and bad, for sure. Yeah. It's just... You guys have been such jerks to me as the star guest on this show.
Repeat star guest.
I don't know if I had the star label last time. I feel like I maybe earned that from last show, although nobody that was rating listened to that one.
That just follows you.
Right. So.
Nice.
I told you to get your guy. You didn't. So we got our Sega Whiteside. I'm not the highest on him, but I understand the touchdown production that could be there this year. My next one's really tough. Because there are a few wide receivers that I need to make sure on my team. But I got to start two running backs every week. I almost just felt like I was going to punt running back.
Whiteside over Hardman, or you're playing your crowd here and you know that you're going to get Hardman back to you every time?
Well, I listened to both of you there. And if one of you want to make a stab at taking a guy because you think, you know, now the value is there waiting another round, I anticipate that probably being Fanero, not... You know, the time after you, if he's going to do it. So if he wants to do it at that point, that's fine. I've already got four wide receivers on my team. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I could do that here. So if he wants to take that shot and mess his team all up with only having two wide receivers, he's only got two wide receivers right now, right?
So that's it.
He could take that shot. I'm going to take a guy that I think even in redraft has a every week PPR, you know, at least a few point safety. And he's really only got to beat out the guy that just got brought in. So I'm going to take Justice Hill. It looks like I might be finding ways to get part of this Baltimore offense because I don't know which piece will be it and have some success with Lamar Jackson.
I just need to find a couple pieces of it. Like we were talking about that the other night, last night, and I was saying Hill over Singletary to Fenero, so I was curious how you'd go there, but
I felt like even with the running backs you guys have, I probably wasn't gonna be able to get him to come back to me to take another wide receiver. And like I said, I got to start two every week, so let me get one guy I feel like at least has a couple points, you know, as a base every week, pretty easy.
Yeah, I like that pick. I don't know how I feel about the Whiteside pick, but I don't know if he would have came back to you.
Right.
He would not.
Not the first time I sniped Fenero with Whiteside. I tried to warn him.
I know.
He didn't believe me.
No. And I don't like having only two wide receivers at this stage.
Especially those two. Gross. Just kidding. You got N'Keal Harry and Deebo Samuel. They're pretty joking, good ones. Kinda. But I'm just
loving those two. But
I got to get in your head a little bit more so you keep making bad picks.
I really wanted that Isabella.
Trade him later.
Mm-hmm, you can't do that. I'm going to have to go with the... Damn it.
Do it.
This is why I make picks, just to see if I can make Fenero squirm now.
All right, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm doing Mecole Hardman. I think we're looking at a 6 or 8 game suspension. he's going to have an opportunity in a high-octane offense. I'm not a huge believer, and there's been a little bit of good news about Hill. Good meaning like he, you know, might actually play in 2019, but there's a lot of time left. So I'm going to go ahead and just say I have to do it at this point for upside.
And you probably assume out of those 6 or 8 games, Sammy's probably injured one or two at least. So
absolutely.
Number two after Kelsey there. So that's a little quick on the absolutely on Sammy, you jerk.
Sam, I've never really been a Sammy guy. I'm injury adverse, and that guy has been nothing but injured.
100% fair. Swags' turn.
My turn.
With the double dip again.
I'm not taking Mecole Hardman.
Solid work.
Really not. But I am going to... Okay, so there's two things I don't believe in. One is Daniel Jones. And the other one is James Conner. So I'm taking Darwin Thompson and Benny Snell here, because of my disbelief in those two players. And I really like them here. I think that, like, say Tyreek's out. Like, I don't know, man. I think that could help Darwin even in his first season and his speed and his skills and traits. I think he's a better player than Hardman. I know we're talking about a running back versus wide receiver, but I would not be at all surprised. Like, Darwin Thompson will outscore both Damian Williams and Carlos Hyde put together. There you go.
I also love.
I didn't know we were doing bold predictions on the show.
Hey. Right. I also love on the playback when you said you don't believe in Daniel Jones when you meant Damian Williams, but you know Freudian slip. It works the same. Thanks for correcting that. Right.
I don't believe in Damian Williams or James
Daniel
Connor.
Jones. Got it.
Or AD.
And Fenero backup.
Well, I do believe in Sony Michel, and we just talked about this last night, Swags, but I'm going to go ahead and go Damian Harris, who reportedly is pushing Sony Michel for first down work. I don't think I'm buying it, but I'm going to take another running back in this spot, and New England does use a different one every day, and this is best ball. So on the weeks where Harris is going to get a little bit more play or maybe some of those touchdowns, remember Burkhead's 3 touchdowns in week 1? Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and
set him for the season.
He's best ball back for sure.
Yep. Yeah, that one stung.
That one stung
a little bit. I'm not going to lie. Oh, yeah, that one's tough. So I guess I'll stay on the same.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go ahead and take both of these and let it get back to Fenero and let him think about it.
Nice.
But
I took
double wide receivers again because that's my style. Apparently, Deontay Johnson and Terry McLaurin. A lot of hype on Johnson, and obviously there's 172 targets, a junkload. I'm just gonna start calling it a junkload of targets that need to be spread out to somebody. And as much as people want Juju to get 300 of them, that's not gonna happen. I'd love to see a bump from James Washington. I have no Moncrief shares, and I don't know that people should, but he's still there. But still, all the hype around is this kid, and they went and got him, and I think maybe we see him in the slot a little bit, and then hopefully he matures and him and Juju can kind of slide around, and Juju kind of excels in that slot for sure. But I think he'll see the field at least, and Big Ben sling it around. not that crazy 650 number time, but even if we get down a little under 600, that's still a lot to go around. And McLaren at this point, I don't get the stack since Fenero has that, but do we really believe in Dotson? You know what I mean? I mean, I loved Harmon, but nobody else in the league did.
So that was the guy I was going to
take. Let me get a couple deep bombs from Haskins this year. You know, 40-50 yard for a touchdown. Let's call it a wrap. Move on. He makes that lineup in best ball, especially with rookies. So
100%
make you guys squeal in other positions and just hope that running back and quarterback work out.
All right, well, I'm actually going to gamble against Fournette's ankles and go Raquel Armstead here.
Dang it. All these running backs are going to hurt so bad. Yep, should have took that guy.
Give me your wide receivers, because I'm sure it's hard for the listeners. You have six wide receivers. Can you run them down?
I do have six wide receivers. So I have Paris Campbell, Hollywood Brown, DK Metcalf, Deontay Johnson. I got Jaws, and I got McLaren.
Damn.
And a rookie... only wide receiver or best ball. Yep.
All going to see playing time.
My tight ends are Fant and Hockenson, and that's all you need to know about my team right now.
Yeah.
And my I think you're taking advantage of the cards that have been dealt to you. We're all laughing about the fact that you couldn't draft a quarterback, and that's obviously going to sting, but
I got to hit you guys somewhere else at least.
Yeah, so. You're making up for it.
Yeah. And my team's hurting in wide receivers. So I've got two picks back to back here, and I'm going to take the other Arizona rookie wide receiver and grab Hakeem Butler, and just hope that one of them is outscoring. Well, they don't need to outscore Fitz for what we're doing, but like I hope that those guys are outscoring Fitz or Christian Kirk at some point in the season. So super quick.
Well, you would think like good chance not both of them are going off. You know what I mean?
Like, maybe a little
Kyler kind of locks on to one. Then sweet, that's kind of his game, and then the next one, it's the other. I was gonna ask you that, like, not necessarily even in rookie, but just in best ball in general. But let's equate it to rookie, since we're rookie fever, and that's what we're doing right now. Like, is that why you want to get those two guys? Do you look to do that in other drafts where you're like, you know what, I'm almost like hedging my bets, but it's really like I feel like one of these guys is gonna pop off, you know, every couple of games, and I know I got that from my quarterback, especially since you got the stack.
To answer your question, yes and no. And the no is I'm not necessarily targeting those guys in other drafts. They're not really my guys, honestly.
Sure.
I'm kind of curious what happens with Kyler Murray in that first season, even if he's successful. Sure. How successful will each wide receiver be? But then the yes is to Butler and Isabella being very close. Like, and even Fenero brought that up last night. Like, is it that crazy that they're 50 points apart? And I don't think it is. Even if one of them does shitty, it's not that crazy that the other one does not that much better. And if one of them goes off, it's not that crazy that the other one's, you know what I mean? Like,
sure,
has similar seasons. So, yeah, I think both of them could be productive wide receivers weekly. Mm-hmm. But so much could happen between now and then, you know?
For sure.
So we're heading into round 11 here. We're going to have to speed this up. Worst case, we finish our draft picks after Two Drink has to go. And we've gotten a lot of this out of the way. But I'm going to fly over to the Scouting Academy, and then maybe we'll speed up the last of this.
Sounds good.
Good.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at dynastyfootballfactory.com.
All right, we are back, and
you did it
during the quick break there. I took somebody I almost despised the idea of in like Dynasty and in most formats, but I think in this best ball format, and me not having a tight end, I took Jay Sternberg. And just on the points that our superstar guest has made about Jace having some of those nice weeks, and he's not your typical just tight end. You know, he has good hands. He could be a red zone target for Aaron Rodgers. That's my hope.
Still, really, I just needed a
tight end. So I felt like at this point he was the way to go. There's some flyers I really like here. I'm not trying to worry about it too much, but I felt like I needed to grab a tight end here. So with that said, I will throw it to you, Finero.
I'm going to dip into the backfield again. I'm going to go Dexter Williams. I'm
not a big bastard.
I'm not a big Jamal Williams fan. And Aaron
Jones
cannot stay healthy.
Quit it.
You know who doesn't need them? The guy picking the next two picks right before me.
But there's a couple, there's a couple of guys I like if you had to go running back is all I'm going to say.
Okay.
Yeah. No, there's a few guys here for sure. Trying to figure it out because I have to write nice narratives for every one of these guys now, right?
I mean, you have to try to imagine a narrative that you could create that's going to put some points in your lineup.
All right, so I'm going to take Zeke's backup because Zeke's crazy and they don't have anybody else in place after Weber hurt his knee. Well, I mean, not the first time we've heard about him this offseason, and I bet it's not the last. And although I don't like doing it, an undrafted free agent, Bruce Anderson. Nobody really likes Ronald Jones, and I get made fun of by Swags every time I say the name Peyton Barber on a show. So let me take Bruce Anderson. Exactly. Bruce Anderson, big guy in the Bruce Arians offense. Yes, please. I got coin flips now.
Yeah, I like the Bruce Anderson pick a little bit more than the Pollard pick. I will say that. I don't mind Anderson. That's a great late flyer there.
Yep. I'm past the point of looking at ADP now for my team and just, like I said, just trying to write narratives where guys can get on the field and get me some points running back.
Yep.
Because I punted for so long.
Back to you, Finero.
Back to me.
Just trying to find that wide receiver.
I'm going to go ahead and grab my guy. I think he might still be there, but after him, I start to not. I think Swags knows where I'm going. You have to go down pretty deep to find him, though. But if you like your guy, Miles Boykin.
Yeah, don't mind it at all.
Yeah, I think he's got a great opportunity there.
He's the outside wide receiver.
Yep. He's a big, fast dude.
And, I mean, you say you have to go down a little bit to find him, but with that wide receiver group there that we're looking at, you really don't have to go down that far.
This is very true.
You know, so yeah, I like that pick. Yeah, you made a lot of good points about him. I mean, Two Drinks made a lot of good points. Both of you guys like Boykin more than me and have made some
people are sleeping on him.
Maybe. I mean, there's not a ton of to go around there. So
Swag's on for the devil.
Travion.
I'm going to take Travion Williams, and then I'm going to actually take Alex Barnes.
Okay.
Ugh.
Yeah. And
it's because of Deion Lewis, not because of Derrick Henry. It's because I don't love Deion Lewis.
But Barnes not a whole fits lot more Derrick Henry role than he does a Deion Lewis
but
role.
But there's not a whole lot there. After Deion Lewis, okay. I mean, that's
okay,
it.
Fair. Just somebody else there to spell some Henry time, whether it's the role Deion Lewis fits or Henry, it's just somebody else in there. All right, fair.
Yep. And I mean, even to your point, like, I'll take that the other way. Like, you're right. Like, he does fit the Henry role a little bit more. So Henry goes down and you still could look at Barnes. Like, either of those guys goes down and you're going to see some more Barnes.
Fair. All right. So I'm going to keep on this. It's not my turn.
I'm glad.
I'm glad I stopped talking really fast.
Nice little dynasty stash, though, too, with Barnes. And, I mean, I'll take Travion Williams over Gio.
Well, and if you want to think, you know, dynasty-wise, if you're thinking about it, Henry's on the last year of his deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't extend him, so they could, I mean, you would think if they let Henry walk, 2020 running back class is, you know, nuts, so they would bring in a guy or two. But just an interesting piece that costs you nothing right now.
Yep.
I wouldn't be surprised. That could still be on some of your more casual just dynasty waivers, you know what I mean, after some drafts have run, so.
Finero, super late. Take Ryan Finley.
No.
Ryan Finley.
This is another pick I don't love. I'm actually gonna go Drew Sample, second rounder, tight end, Cincinnati. We talked about him as well last night. I know he's more of a blocking, more of a blocking tight end. But so was Will Disley. That was his rap too. So I like the opportunity, like how Cincinnati can potentially use their tight ends, and I'm just going to go ahead and grab Drew Sample here.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all. I like it. I think he's going to be on the field a lot.
Mm.
I'm not a Tyler Eifert guy, I'll tell you that.
Man, so I'm up, huh?
Yep. Darius Slayton.
Finero actually click it?
No, Finero didn't click it. Still looking for the guy.
He's still looking.
Yeah.
He's just talking through it. I gotta be careful with him. He's kind of sneaky.
Where the hell is he?
Exactly.
Damn it.
Who did you say?
In the 200 range, 216.9 ADP.
Yep.
Thank you. That helps.
I could pick him for me if you wanted to grab somebody else. Swag's only got one tight end right now. You're just going to throw some darts late? He's not going to tell me either.
All right. Go for it. Go for it, T-Drink.
I'll make Swags a little more nervous. I'm going to go ahead and take Josh Oliver just to piss him off. I got three tight ends now. I'm feeling pretty good about that. You guys are in for prayers, I think, that way. Oh, man. I need to take... I tried to push Ito last year. Didn't feel like it should. Falcons beefed up their line.
Oh, okay.
And went and drafted
another
runner back. So give me Olsen.
There.
And least, I mean, he could be fighting at least for fight time for right the off two. The get, yeah.
Fight for the two, and we've all seen Freeman, you know, have some injury history where he, you know, misses some time. So, that's my fourth running back. You know what I mean? This late, I'm still looking for shots. So
I just picked up my backup QB, Drew Lock, with Flacco not playing the whole season, either due to injury or just not being good.
Listen to LA. Flacco's got three more years.
Oh, yeah, the build's so great there.
So these guys have me a little bit worried about the tight end position here. We don't have much time before the end of this show. I'm going to take Foster Moreau.
That's your boy.
Super far down there in ADP. I think he has a
you
great
don't even
chance
mind that.
In year one. I think he'll probably outproduce
and I see the other
my Jay
too.
Sternberger, but I don't think I had a chance to get Jace if I wouldn't have gone there. So I'm going to take him, and then it gets so tough. I feel like I need more wide receivers. So I'm
yeah, you only got three, and you start three.
You shut your dirty pie hole, and you can talk now.
Preston Williams.
Wow.
Come get on the hype train.
I did that to spite you.
Not to spite me. I don't need wide receivers, bro, but that's a good one.
Oh, that's right. But anyway, there's not a lot of guys there I like to be catching the ball outside of Gesicki. And I mean, even Ballage. So give me some Preston Williams all day, see what happens, you know?
Yep. I don't mind it. Go ahead from there.
All right. I'll draw you out the tight ends a little bit more and go Dawson Knox.
Yes, you did. That's the one I thought. That's the one I thought Swags was going to go double down.
I did too. I absolutely thought he was going to do that.
Get two drinks picks for the 15 and 16 round and with the outro
music. All right. So I'm going to stay with the Dolphins and take one of the running backs they brought in at Gaskin that I like.
Nice.
It's just Ballage and Drake there.
Like that pick.
And I'll do it for Swags. Give me some Ryan Finley.
Hey, man, you never know, right? And you need some quarterbacks.
That's true.
Two-Drink, thanks a ton for coming on, man. This is a lot of fun.
Yep, at FL2Drink Minimum, at Superflex Pod, at FF Breakdown, somewhere on Twitter, hit me up. Let's have some beers.
Sounds
thanks
good.
Thanks for coming on, Rookie Fever. I don't feel so good.
Yeah, Finero. Super fun. Let's
I got
stay.
That favor.
Mike Finero at Aardvark TV.
And I'm at DFF underscore swag. Be sure to hit
hurry
up
and
that
pick. I want to make my last one.
Fever.
I'll take Higdon. I'll take Higdon.
Go.
Houston.
Go.
I don't believe in Lamar Miller.
Go. Finish it.